agriculture is big business in Illinois. According to the State Department of Agriculture, it accounts for more than $19 billion annually. But there's still a lot of room for growth, according to Leland Strom. He is the former director of the Farm Credit Administration in Washington, D.C., and now serves as project director for Farm Illinois, a private sector group that has outlined a list of goals for Illinois agriculture over the next decade. I spoke with Strom this week about some of those goals, which include big improvements to the state's infrastructure.
To get them to export markets, we rely on the river system heavily, corn and soybeans particularly. We need to get improvements on that done. That's hugely important to the corn, the grain sector here in the state. When we look at the changing marketplace driven by consumer preference and knowledge about the food that they consume, they want to know how it's produced, where it's produced. Is it produced in a sustainable way? Transporting that product is hugely critical also. We believe there is great opportunity for Illinois to become a leader in adapting new technologies for growing products under greenhouse conditions or other types of fresh vegetables and fruits. Only 5% of the fresh vegetables and fruits that we consume are grown in the state of Illinois. That's about $2.5 billion of economic activity. Just doubling that another 5%, another $2.5 billion of economic opportunity, especially if you look at the southern regions of Illinois where we have different growing conditions and seasons than up in the northern part of the state. I think we look at our transportation. Can we effectively integrate transportation to haul products which will make it economically more feasible to produce those products here in Illinois?
As you look at the state of ag education, not only here on this campus, but across the state, what are some possible areas for growth in ag education over the next decade?
Well, the Farm Illinois report recognizes the importance of education, and it begins at an early age. It's in your primary and secondary education. But the university system, and again, University of Illinois has done an excellent job over the years, you know, land-grant university, world-renowned in its research capacities. But the demands of what's going to be required for innovation, and let me put it this way, it's been told to me recently by some leading experts that there will be as much innovation needed in the next 35 years to feed the world population expected to be 9.7 billion by 2050. We will have to have as much innovation in the next 35 years as has occurred in the past 10,000 years to feed this growing population and higher demands on for better diets of the world population. It's going to be tremendous stresses on our capability to address those innovations. If it doesn't happen here at universities, places like the University of Illinois or in the city of Chicago or around the state, it'll happen other places in the world. Farm Illinois is designed to ensure that we are the global leader in adapting to, in developing, in researching, and in putting in place these new types of sciences and technologies. That's why it's important to have a valuable university system.
Now, if you could just discuss a little bit about kind of how the whole process here for Farm Illinois works. I know there's a council, I believe, of 39 members throughout the state. And how do you all get together and try and decide on these priorities?
Well, this is, again, across the state. There was a leadership council initially put together in September of last year, of 2014. It was then expanded to include about another 100, 110 leading experts in all of these areas that I've previously mentioned. They held a series of 20 meetings throughout the next 9 months. It concluded in May of this year, of 2015, with the release of the 90-page Farm Illinois report, and it can be found on our website at www.farmillinois.org. So in that full report, again, the assembling of the recommendations, there were 23 recommendations in these six areas that I just mentioned that the group felt needed to be addressed and that Farm Illinois can be a catalyst for discussion and change in these areas.
That's Leland Strom, Project Director for Farm Illinois. Former U of I President Robert Easter has served as Leadership Council Chair for the group, and Strom says Easter will continue to serve in a leadership role as Farm Illinois evolves into a permanent organization whose name is yet to be determined.